You've probably heard a lot about electrified vehicles lately. Well, Toyota has electrified options for every lifestyle. We've got hybrids, no plug needed.
All right, let's go.
But we also have plug-in hybrids, if that's your thing. You can even go 100% electric in the Toyota BZ4X. With so many options for reducing carbon emissions, Toyota is electrified, diversified. Learn more about our Beyond Zero vision for the future at toyota.com/beyondzero.
You never want to find yourself out on the water fishing without the essentials. So it's best to always pack a Columbia PFG Solar Stream Elite hoodie to protect against the sun. I mean, it provides great protection and it's really breathable so you don't get hot. That's a win-win. Columbia PFG has a lot of great gear. So before you head out on the water, head over to columbia.com/PFG to shop their performance fishing gear.
How did you come out of the game? And they certainly did not ease you into anything. Do you feel bad about missing two snaps?
I knew going in I was going to play a lot. I was comfortable with it. I felt good physically. I know I did a good job with the training staff, you know, keeping in shape. So I don't feel bad about missing the two snaps, but, you know, I wish I could be in there every play.
Did you find yourself thinking about the eye, any issue at all, comfort with the visor, things like that?
No. Originally I thought maybe going in I might be hesitant thinking about the eye and stuff, but it wasn't like that at all. You know, I went in and felt confident with it. Didn't really think about it at all. I took a couple big hits and didn't feel anything, which was good.
Thank you.
Ryan Dunleavy.
Daniel, what was the feelings like pregame? Were you, like, nervous, almost like your first NFL game again? Like, any butterflies? Was it just, like, picking up right where you left off week 8? How were you, like, pregame?
I mean, there's always butterflies before every game, but I was anxious to get back out there. You know, the last few weeks, kind of just watch on the sideline. You know, I just was anxious to get back out there and try to help the team as much as I could. So I was more excited than anything, to just get back out there and start playing again.
Coach Bischoff said that you it was his analogy. I think his words were like you had like a, and obviously I don't mean this to demean your injury, Daniel, but like you had like a 4-week bye week. Like where you just got to like hit the playbook and learn and stuff like that. How did you make the best of what was an obviously ugly, difficult situation? What benefits did you get out of it?
Yeah, of course. As a rookie, you know, I still have a lot of stuff to learn and improve on. And a big part of that is the mental side of the game and the smaller stuff outside, like, you know, learning how to keep my body right, even though I'm not involved too much because of the injury, but. Kind of being mentally locked in and helping my teammates as well. Trying to be a leader in the future on this team, it's going to take a big role that even when I am out on injury to, you know, help my other tight ends and help in any way I can. Many things I see on the sideline that I can help communicate with them. And the biggest part was really just being locked in mentally and still growing my mental game and, you know, definitely reading defenses and seeing how defenses adjust to our different tight end personnels and stuff like that. So definitely being locked in mentally was the biggest part of the 4-week bye week for me.
Yeah, I hope you understand what I was saying.
No, I got you, yeah.
Daniel, who did you rely on away from the facility? Like, obviously you have trainers. When you were going through it and you had, you know, the work after the surgery and, you know, when you needed people, like, do you have a roommate? Did your parents come out at all? Siblings, like, who? I think you have a sister. Like, did anybody come out, stay with you, and, like, you know, make you meals and help you get through what was, you know, a difficult time off the field?
Yeah, the team helped me out a lot. You know, I was able to bring my girlfriend in and my mom in to help me out and kind of just, like you said, just make some meals for me. And I couldn't drive, of course, with one eye, so they helped drive me around and stuff like that. And just do like run errands for me, I guess. But really just my mom and my girlfriend helped me out a lot.
Thanks.
Art Stapleton.
Hey, Daniel. How's it going, man?
It's going good.
when you left the locker room last night, and really you weren't the only one, it was just a strange feeling leaving after that tie, after, you know, 70 minutes. It seemed like it was an unfinished feeling. A day later, when you guys were in the building today, I mean, I know there's, you know, a directive from the coaching staff to push forward, and it's on to the next week. But how would you describe the mood even before you guys got into meetings today, you know, the morning after last night?
Of course, there's still a sour taste in our mouth. You know, we want to win, and we know there's a lot of things that we did personally that could have helped us win, and it wasn't so much what they did to stop us. It was what we did and our execution that could have helped us win that game. So, you know, we came in with definitely a positive mindset, you know, because we still have work to do, and we still have a good chance to keep fighting and just keep winning. And so we just came in with a positive mindset to attack the film and look at anything that we messed up on, and basically trying to figure out how we need to execute better to grow as an offense and as a team.
I'm curious from a mindset perspective, you know, you have this second game against Washington that you know is coming up. So obviously there's that continuation to kind of make up for what happened yesterday. Does it help reset you guys now and not look ahead because you have such a, I'll use the word daunting challenge against the Eagles, who have really, in Dave's words, have run through just about everybody in the league this year?
Yeah, just our mindset on it is just take it one day at a time, you know, one practice at a time, one play at a time. And that's what we're going to do, you know, just take it one day at a time. And we're going to focus on the Eagles now, you know, get into the film room and start studying them up and game planning those guys. And, you know, just take it one day at a time, get better each day. And then once we get back to the Commanders, you know, we'll attack them and take that one day at a time as well.
Thanks, Dan.
We'll take a couple more. Ryan Dunleavy.
Daniel, you mentioned the visor. How was it catching the ball with the visor? I mean, does it appear like darker and whatnot? Like, how did you adjust to the visor?
Yeah, the visor for me was kind of like wearing sunglasses. You know, it kind of helped block the sun a little bit, but it didn't impair the vision too much. Which is what I was worried about when I first had to put on the visor, especially right after the injury, because I wore one in high school, but I couldn't remember like what it was like. I knew it got foggy and I knew sweat got all over it, but definitely getting adjusted to it still with the sweat and the fogginess. But really the vision side of it, it honestly, I feel like helped me more, just because it's kind of like wearing sunglasses on a sunny day.
So do you now have to get like some cool design on your visor or some sponsorship? Like Kadarius had those Joker things on his visor. Like you now have to capitalize on it.
I don't know about that yet. You know, I wouldn't say I'm the most flashy guy, so I'll probably just keep it as it is. But, you know, I like how it just helps my eyes overall. So I don't know about the designs and stuff, but, you know, you never know. We'll see.
Last one, Daniel. How about physically? How did you stay, I guess, in shape, for lack of a better, how did you stay conditioned to go and play that many snaps when most injured guys are on a pitch count?
Yeah, I think the training staff helped me out a lot. You know, I think they did a great job of keeping me in shape physically and mentally, you know, with my legs and in the weight room and stuff, because it was difficult at first. You know, there was a lot of stuff that we couldn't do with my eye just because of the pressure of weightlifting, and we weren't sure about the bleeding inside the eye and all that stuff when I first started getting back into the conditioning. But we took a slow approach at first, but then we started ramping up once it was more safe with the eye, and after that it was ramped up, and the training staff, I feel like, just helped me the most with keeping in shape.
So, should we go electric?
I think we should go electrified with Toyota.
Electrified?
Electrified means options. Yes, we could go all electric with a Toyota bZ4X, but then there are hybrids like Grand Highlander, or we could do something in between like a RAV4 plug-in hybrid.
So, Toyota is electrified diversified?
Yep, and with more options for reducing carbon emissions, the closer we all get to Toyota's Beyond Zero vision for the future.
Exactly how much coffee have you had this morning?
Learn more about our Beyond Zero vision for the future at toyota.com/beyondzero.
An official message from Medicare.
A new law is helping me save more money on prescription drug costs. Maybe you can save too. With Medicare's Extra Help program, my premium is zero and my out-of-pocket costs are low. Who should apply? Single people making less than $23,000 a year, or married couples who make less than $31,000 a year. Even if you don't think you qualify, it pays to find out. Go to ssa.gov/extrahelp.
Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.